Joining us from New York now is this year's winner of the Templeton Prize for Progress Toward Research or Discoveries about Spiritual Realities. It used to be called the Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion. It's endowed by the investor John Templeton and valued at more than $1 million. The winner of this year's prize is the Reverend Dr. John C. Polkinghorne. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Dr. Polkinghorne, you are a mathematical physicist turned Anglican priest.
That's right.
This prize seems to be specifically directed nowadays at people working the border between science and faith. Do I have that right?
Well, there has been a run of us. That's right. I'm the fourth consecutive prize winner in that general area. It is, of course, an area where there's a great deal of interaction going on and a lot of interesting subjects to discuss.
I'd like to hear a bit about how you bring both a scientific intellect and also an interest in theology or faith to your studies. You've written recently, for example, about the end of the world.
That's right.
How does one bring a scientific sensibility to something of which none of us has the faintest clue, any evidence of?
Well, in that particular area, I think science sets the questions, but it's theology that has to provide the answers. Science tells us that the universe, rich and fruitful though it is today, is not going to last forever. It's either going to end in a sort of long-drawn-out dying whimper or in the bang of collapse. And I think that poses a problem for theology. If you think the world's a creation, what's God up to if it's all going to end in futility? We can say the same about our lives, of course, which even more certainly we know are going to end on a timescale of tens of years. And theology says, because God is faithful, there will be a destiny beyond death. And what I try and do in this new book of mine is to explore the credibility of that, drawing on theological resources, but also using what science can tell us about what the present world is like, and supposing that the next world will be different, but not totally different. Mm.
But on the other hand, there's nothing less authoritative, is there, about somebody else saying, I don't particularly believe in that scripture, I will not make the leap of faith, and therefore there is no proof whatever that there is any destiny after death.
There isn't a proof in the sense of a 2 plus 2 equals 4, and you would be stupid not to believe what I say kind of proof. But there is motivated belief. I mean, we have reasons, I think, for thinking that God is loving and faithful. Those reasons are quite complicated. You can't sort of spell them out in a single sentence, any more than you can spell out the reasons for believing in a rather complex scientific idea like the quark structure of matter. But it's not an unmotivated belief. It's not just shutting our eyes and believing fantasy.
How do you, as somebody who I assume follows world events, reconcile a very abiding faith in the goodness of God, as you've just described it, with what you read about every day?
Well, I believe that the world is not God's puppet theater, and that God allows creatures to be themselves, to make their own decisions. And that means that God will allow, for example, the act of a murderer, though that act is contrary to God's good and perfect will. I believe also that God will allow the incidence of a cancer, though I believe that is also contrary to God's will. God is not the cosmic tyrant who makes everything happen, but has given a certain amount of freedom, a certain amount of openness to the future, to creatures to be themselves and to make themselves.
I'm just curious to hear your reaction, Sammy. I once read a piece of writing by spiritual Kabbalistic rabbis
Kabbalists,
who wrote that the ancients, the sages of 2,000 years ago, having been that much closer to the moment of God's creation, as they described it, were that much clearer about things and that much wiser. In science, I think all of us would assume we're wiser for what has been thought up over these many years. Do you believe the other point about spiritual wisdom, that we might have been just as wise or wiser 3,000 years ago than we are today about what the world is all about?
Well, I certainly agree that science is cumulative, and I know more about the universe than Isaac Newton ever did. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm cleverer than Isaac Newton, which I am not, but because I happen to live 200 or 300 years later. Now, religion isn't like that, and I think that the people of past generations did have particular important religious insights and experiences that we'll have to learn by making ourselves apprentice to their understandings. There's no reason why a religious person in the 21st century knows more about the reality of God than, say, St. Augustine did in the 4th century.
Well, Dr. Polkinghorne, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
The Reverend Dr. John C. Polkinghorne, an Anglican priest, is the retired president and now a fellow of Queen's College at Cambridge University and the winner of this year's Templeton Prize for Religion.